When Peek reemerged into the night after running hundreds of meters through the bowels of the ruined building, he discovered he was only a stone's throw from the Tirretta Bazaar, one of the commercial centers of North Calcutta. He thanked his lucky stars and set off toward the jumble of narrow streets, heading straight for the house of Aryami Bose. It took him 10 minutes to reach the home of the last woman in the Bose family line. Aryami lived alone in a sprawling house, built in the Bengali style that rose amid the thick, wild vegetation that had invaded the courtyard over the years, making the place look abandoned. Yet no inhabitant of North Calcutta, an area also known as the Black Town, would have dared go beyond that courtyard and enter the estate of Aryami Bose. Those who knew her loved and respected her as much as they feared her. And there wasn't a soul in the streets of North Calcutta who hadn't heard of Aryami Bose and her ancestry. For the people of the area, she was like a spirit, an invisible and powerful presence. Peek ran to the spearheaded gates, through the overgrown courtyard, and up the cracked marble staircase that led to the front door. Holding both babies under one arm, he banged repeatedly with his fist, hoping he would be heard through the storm. The lieutenant continued to pound on the door for a good 5 minutes, his eyes fixed on the deserted streets behind him, fearing he would catch sight of his pursuers at any moment. When the door finally yielded, Peek turned around and was blinded by the light of a candle. A voice he hadn't heard in 5 years whispered his name. He shaded his eyes with one hand and recognized the inscrutable face of Aryami Bose. The woman read his expression and gazed down at the children, a shadow of pain passing over her face. "She's dead, Aryami," murmured Peek. "She was already dead when I found her." Aryami closed her eyes and breathed deeply. Peek saw that the news cut deep into the lady's heart, confirming her worst suspicions. "Come in," she said at last, letting him pass and closing the door behind him. Peek hurried over to a table where he laid down the babies and removed their wet clothes. Without saying a word, Aryami fetched some dry strips of cloth and wrapped the children in them while Peek stoked the fire. "I'm being..."